Hello everyone, this is Hard Rock Radio. Music Navigator is Yuki Kusatsugu. Today, let me introduce a movie to you. The movie Dream Girl is coming soon. This movie's main character is Beyoncé. She plays the part of Diana Ross in the film. Diana Ross is a member of the Supremes. Today, we learn history of Diana Ross and the Supremes. Today, we have four guests. They teach us Diana Ross's story. They are Diana Ross's mania. Come on, ladies.
Hi.
Please tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Tomomi.
Hi, I'm Yoshiko.
Hi, I'm Yuri.
Hi, I'm Nozomi.
Let's start, Tomo.
Okay. Diana Ross is one of the most successful female artists of her era. She was born on March 26, 1944, in Detroit, Michigan. In 1959, she debuted as a member of Primates and released Tears of Sorrow. Then, in 1961, they changed their group name. The Supremes was formed. Baby Love, they released in 1964, has been number one hit song for 4 weeks running. It is amazing. Later, group name was changed to Diana Ross and the Supremes. But 1970, Diana withdrew from the group and began a solo career. Talking of recent matters of Diana, in 2003, Barbie doll modeled on Diana was sold. In 2005, Diana cooperated with MAC, a famous cosmetic company, and produced cosmetic items that have song's name each.
Next girl, please.
Okay, I'll tell you another song of her. In the time of the Supremes, they released Where Did Our Love Go? Baby Love, Come See About Me in 1964. Diana became top star as a singer of the Supremes, releasing Stop in the Name of Love and Back in My Arms Again in 1965. And You Can't Hurry Love in 1966. Stop in the Name of Love is covered by Globe in Japanese band. So please listen. You Can't Hurry Love is famous in Japan, so please listen again. After that, they released Love Child in 1968. The next year of the Supremes broke up. They released Someday We'll Be Together. Then in 1970, Diana left the Supremes and started her life as a solo singer. At the same year, she released Ain't No Mountain High Enough. 3 years later, she released Touch Me in the Morning. And 2 years later, she released Theme from Mahogany. This is famous for commercial song of Nescafe in Japan. In 1980, Upside Down was produced by Nile Rodgers. It was a new image for Diana by Sound of Disco and Sexy Charm. After next year, Endless Love was number one in the US. She sang this song with Lionel Richie. Endless Love is a standard duet song now. Thank you.
Next girl, please.
Yes. The Baby Love lyrics is about a sad story of love, but the melodies are quite different. This song starts with drums and piano. The beats in this song sounds like a combination of drums and hand clapping. This feature that the lyrics is sad but music is cheerful seems to be influenced by country music and popular artists at that time, such as the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and Elvis Presley. So, Baby Love is not like a gospel song. In 1960s in America, there is a segregation against black people. Therefore, we can say that it is great value for Diana Ross and the Supremes to be a top star. It seems that both white people and black people were cheered up by them. Thank you.
Next, Nozomi, please.
Okay, this song is completely love song, but broken heart song. Main character is a girl. She has a crush on him. She really need him. There are 8 times word of need in it. But one day he told her to part it. Her heart was hurt. But if anything, she doesn't depressed. She has been loved him for still. In generally speaking, broken heart song is like the gloomy song, but this song is cheerful. So most of girls, when they broken heart, they can understand her feeling well. So every listener, let's listen to this song.
Thank you, girls. May I ask you some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Yoshiko, Ordinary, yeah. The Supremes was four members, but in 1967, they changed the group name into Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Ah.
Why?
Oh, okay. Because she wanted to stand out, and the member was changed in 1967. Is that okay?
Okay, I see. Tomo?
Yes?
After that, they broke their relationship. Why?
After all, she wanted to stand out. And also she thought, I am number one. They couldn't sing songs together anymore, so their relationship was broken.
Thank you, Tomo.
I see.
Nozomi, okay?
Yeah?
She was a good singer, Did she active expect singing?
Ah, she acted. She was an actor in the movie.
Oh, I know.
Believer's story and Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I remember it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Great. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the movie?
Actually, no. I don't know.
but she gets nominated to Academy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yoshiko?
Yeah?
You said Stop in the Name of Love was sung by Japanese artists.
Yes.
Many songs of the Supremes was used in Japan. Give me other examples.
Okay. Example is in 1990, her song If We Hold On Together was used for main song of a video drama. It recorded special hit of foreign music. Thank you.
Thank you, Yoshiko. Yuri?
Yes.
She was influenced by many artists.
Yeah.
For example, Beatles.
Yes.
Which artist was influenced by Diana Ross?
Yes, Diana had taken care of Michael Jackson since he was a little child. But Michael Jackson released a song, Dirty Diana. So he brought shame on Diana.
Really?
In other case, Diana sang many duet songs with famous artists such as Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, and Westlife.
Lovely.
Thank you, Yuri. Thank you, Tomo.
You're welcome. And may I have your autograph?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Yoshiko.
Yeah, thank you. I love you.
I really love you too, Yoshiko.
Oh, me too.
Okay. I miss you, Yoshiko.
Oh, miss you. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yuri, thank you very much today.
My pleasure. Anyway, I am also Led Zeppelin's mania. So if you,
Led Zeppelin's
special program on this radio, then please call me.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nozomi.
Pleasure. Rock and roll move has gone. So today I'm glad to say to explain Diana Ross. And I'm glad to meet you.
Yes.
And today's navigator was Yuki. Clap your hands.
Okay. Yuki.
Thank you. Cute girls.
Thank you.
You too.
just kidding.
Just kidding.
I love you.
I need you.
Okay, stop. Okay.
Today's special guest was Diana Ross's mania. We learned well the history of the Diana Ross and the Supremes. Today's ending song is Baby Love. Baby Love is the most famous song all over the world. Thank you for your listening. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
This program was supported by
ONHK.